My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There you have it, Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, stepping out to the mic today. Jed Wills will practice, and he didn't give us a word, did he?
He said if he's healthy, he starts, right? Wasn't that the question? And he said yes. Oh, boy.
Well?
You've got, it's a tough spot, and you have three tackles that you like.
I guess the question is, how limited would Wills be in that game?
I don't have any idea.
I mean, I can't imagine.
They'll see what he looks like today.
I mean, if he hasn't practiced, and like I totally understand Kevin's hesitation, right, by answering any of these questions, other than the fact that he has everybody healthy today going into week one. I don't think you can ask for anything more, can you?
No, that's the way to go, isn't
it?
Congratulations.
When the question was asked about how you prepare during the preseason to get ready for the regular season, the answer has come to fruition, right?
And if you're ready to play, if you're ready to practice on Wednesday before the first game of the season, you're good to play. You're good to play in the first game of the season. As long as things go okay in practice today and Jed Wills is fine and he's ready to go. Apparently he will be the starter. Which means, okay, you're going to tell DeJuan Jones, hey, nice job last year, young guy. Sit down. You know, the thing of it is, Andy, I wonder, and Greg Williams is going to join us momentarily. I wonder, can you actually rotate tackles? You know, I mean, you can rotate any player.
He would know.
I know.
I mean, we talk
and you
defense,
can do that, but can you rotate tackles and get effective play out of all of them? Because all three are coming back from injury. You might want to limit exposure and try and keep them fresh.
So let me ask you this question. Why are we concerned about that on the offensive line, but never concerned about that when it comes to defensive ends?
Because they just keep bringing guys in and out on the defense. You're right. I don't know. And sometimes they aren't. You know, the Browns became legendary back in the day by the messenger guards bringing in plays.
Right.
You know, so they alternated guards. And you could, I think you can do that. I mean, why couldn't you? I mean, by series, you know?
But have we made the game so specialty that you really can't feel comfortable?
Well, that's a good question.
Isn't that one of the reasons why we like Jim Schwartz so much? Because he's willing to say, okay, you know what? I know you might be starting, but I'm going to change and we are going to hustle as hard as we possibly can on every play. So guess what? I may use four defensive ends in this game, which is a possibility, right? You look at that. We used to rotate linebackers, I used to think this way, and especially the defensive backs. Because we are strong with depth in the defensive backfield. So it's easy for Jim to look at this and go, well, okay, well, I can plug this guy in because he might be better in this kind of a play, or I can see what they've been running. We can kind of try to figure out, or at least look at what the hand is that's being played against us without actually seeing all the cards. So he can make adjustments on that defensive side in the secondary. But you know, but on the offense, we get real tight. Like we're like, oh, I don't know, I gotta have the same five guys in unison, and we gotta make sure that we're doing this right. With DeJuan Jones, I do think you do have three tackles. The question is, what does it matter if you're switching from right to left? If not four. I mean, look, James Hudson can play.
Sure. I don't know. I think I would err on the side of swinging one of those right tackles and making him a swing tackle.
All right, let's get answers. Let's do this. Greg Williams, former Browns coach, is going to join us. And also we're going to hear Deshaun Watson in the hour. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Come out and do it. And just like I talked about Deshaun staying on time, Russell has been able to improvise and create longer passing downs and all that kind of stuff with how long he holds the ball. He better be able to stay on time, because otherwise I think it'll be a short time and it'll be the next man up with the young guy, Justin, stepping in there.
All right, Greg, I got to ask you something I've always wondered. How do you call Arthur Smith, whose dad started FedEx and offered the guy a job? How do you do that?
You love that. And Fred and I had a talk here just a few weeks ago, too. And Fred was a principal owner at the Redskins at that time. And so he had already bought into the Redskins. So, yeah, it was an interesting thing. Fred and I go way back, and Arthur was just coming out of college and getting started in the scouting area. And then I walked over and asked him if he wanted to coach. And I said, you're going to have to dumb down, because we always know the scouts and the GMs and everybody else is smarter than everybody else. So if you want to dumb down and come over to coach, come over with me right now. And he picked his books up and he came over and started coaching with me. But it always goes way back, and I still stay close to that family.
Seriously, a guy's got to love football to not work for dad in FedEx.
Yeah.
Greg,
yeah,
that's serious there.
No doubt. But, you know, that's one of the things Fred did with all of his children, is that he had them, you know, once they got out of college and everything, they had to make a life of their own. And anything from inheritance and all that other kind of stuff that goes on with him, he set an age limit on all that. And nothing came back to them until they hit that certain age limit. They had to go out and earn their own things. They got used cars. They got used, you know, small little residences. And he made them start and earn and learn how to work just like he did when he was growing up.
Hey, Greg, when we watch Myles Garrett play, I think from a fan's perspective, we get real excited when he's able to get through two guys blocking him, or he can get through and get the sack. From an insider's point of view, what makes Myles Garrett so great?
Well, his physical, his raw physical ability, his explosion, his strength and power, his change of directions, outstanding. He could play a lot of positions other than just the position he's playing. You know, he could be playing other sports other than the sports that he's playing here. He's a rare athlete that way. But I think one of the things that, you know, I think you'll see Jim do this year, and he did a really good job of moving Miles around and make the offenses locate where he was at, anywhere going from a zero technique on the center or over the guards and, you know, inside-outside techniques there, or the defensive end position, and even some stand-up positions that Jim played him. You know, I think the big thing is if you don't want the protection to always be sliding to him, then you've got to be able to have a pressure angle, or what we call a simulated pressure, where you're bringing pressure off of the front away from Miles so that you can capitalize on that because of always sliding the extra guy going towards Miles. But I can't wait to see him start going. I think he's in rare condition. I think he's worked very hard. He's very healthy right now. I had a chance to be at the game and talk with him a little while before one of the games, the first preseason game here this year. And he's ready to roll, and I think this is a big-time game, and it'll be fun to hear Tom Brady calling Miles Garrett's name so many times.
Yeah, we were thinking about that, too. That Brady's going to be an interesting thing to see. Greg, as a longtime defensive mind, when you look at the Browns' offense, what concerns you more? Is it the passing game or is it the running game?
Well, you know, anytime it's just, you know, when it's so emphasized one over the other, it's when you have a close of an even balance. Those are the things that worry you the most. And when when and if you cannot stop the run game by not overloading the box, when you have to overload the box, meaning that you have to have extra guys down in there to play the run blocks, to play the run game, then that allows them to have one-on-ones in the pass game where they can take shots down the field. And Dak's done a very good job with those type of things. I do believe that it's more than just CeeDee Lamb. I think they've got some really good receivers that they can take those shots down the field. And I think Jim's got to be able to do a good job stopping the run game, forcing them, okay, to have limited pass protections and let these guys hunt in the pass part of it. But it's going to be fun for me to see him trick and move some coverage things around to where it's not just going to be Dak going to CD every time he wants.
How important is it to get a win in week one? They've been few and far between for the Browns since they've come back in 99.
I think it's really important to start the season that way. I really do believe that. I think it's something that it builds and builds and builds, and it's something the Browns have been needing for a long, long time. So I do think it's very important, and I'm sure Kevin and Jim and Andrew and those guys have emphasized that a lot. So it's very important for not only for the team but the fans too.
Great to have you with us. Thank you, Greg.
Hey, you know what? You guys do such a great job, and I appreciate everything you all do and the fans do too. And I want to say this one more time so that the fans hear this, is that it's not a home field advantage unless the fans force the visiting team to call one or more timeouts because they can't hear.
That's great.
They can't hear. So make sure, fans, that you're using your voice and helping this team win.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, Greg, I forgot to congratulate you on your golf outing over the weekend. I had some friends that played with you, and that played over the weekend. So
yeah, it was good.
Good job with that. Way to raise some money there, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys keep on going. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Greg Williams,
thank you,
former
Greg.
Browns defensive coordinator, former Browns head coach. And, of course, you can always catch his show on Big Play on Monday nights with his son, Blake. So, awesome job. Love having him on. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Always insightful. Always insightful. All right, so we're going to hear from Deshaun Watson, hopefully coming up here real soon, and we'll talk a little bit more about what Coach Williams had to say. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, the fan.
And if it's a right tackle, he'd be replacing a Pro Bowl right tackle, who probably doesn't need replaced. And over on the other side, you've got a left tackle who you invested a first-round draft choice in, who's better than people give him credit for being. All right, Jed's had a rough go here, and I think Jed does a real solid job and could develop into a big-time tackle. I don't want to see any of those guys go away. That's why I asked Coach, can you rotate guys? He didn't like that idea. You know, he prefers put a tackle out there and let him go. I understand that completely. I honestly agree. I'm just looking for a solution here because I truly think you have three starting tackles sitting right there.
I do too, but I'm concerned about health. Like the thing about ask me who I start. I'm gonna start Jed Wills if I think he's healthy enough can play. He's going to start at
he's
left
been
tackle,
your starter.
And Jack Conklin's going to be my other starter on the other side.
I get that. And Andy, I can't argue with you. You could pick any two of those guys, and I couldn't argue with you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I think that's the way you have to go if you're Kevin. I mean, those guys earn those spots. I understand injuries there. Jones is still young. And like we've said a million times before, I think...
So's Jedrick Wills.
I don't know why. I've seen him have some games where I was like, ugh. I still think he's in a hard spot because we still want to compare him to who was there before him. And, you know, The problem I have with playing him this week is he hasn't practiced at all. I mean, we're talking about trying to get him ready in 3 days, right?
Well, and maybe, you know, if he does play, okay, great. If he doesn't, then who's going to play left? Is it going to be Jack? I mean, you've got things to figure out here.
He's your best option of tackle if he can play. That's really the way
Jed Wills?
Yes.
I would agree with you. Right now.
We also don't know, like, we know Jack was back for practice, but we also don't know where Jack Conklin is. I mean, he can play the other side. Okay.
Or where DeWand is.
Yeah, we don't know where any of them are. You're
they're
right.
All three are coming back from injury. That ended their seasons.
I guess the good news is, if you just want to take the headline from the day, it's that the Jed's back. Right? That's the good news.
Well, Jet, he was back at practice today, yes.
Well, that's got to be a step forward.
Sure.
I don't
absolutely.
Know how it
can't be. Absolutely. Whether he's back in the lineup or not, that's still to be determined.
What do you think about his answer about winning game one? I mean, how many years have we walked off of game one and go, ugh, here we go? But I think if you think you're a successful team, and also, I thought you brought up a great point at the beginning of the show where, you know, you're talking about one of the older teams in the NFL. I think you have to set the stage early on. You can't sit back and go, if we go 2-2 in our first four games, that's where we want to be.
You know what?
They can't do that.
Well, and here's the other thing. With anything in life, if you lose in an NFL season, more so than, say, baseball, though, but it's 17 games. If you lose that first game, at least for a little while, you're fighting uphill. Man, don't you want to come out with that momentum right away? That first game is so critical because it just seems like you're pushing a wagon uphill if you're losing that first game and you've got to fight back and change momentum. You get that momentum right away, man, maybe build on it a little bit. Let's go. And a win over the Cowboys, Andy?
Yes.
Even though they're not, you know, they're not considered world beaters in the NFL anymore.
And they've got problems now.
They're still a good team. And a win at home over Dallas would be a real nice way for this group to start the season.
On national TV.
Real nice way.
On national TV.
With Deshaun playing well.
Yes.
I mean, come on. There's your perfect scenario. And that changes the narrative on what's going on here. Because all of a sudden, Deshaun's back and he's played well. The offensive line, if you're going to beat Dallas, has played well. That's huge. And if you can get off to a nice start, huge.
I just think it's... We've sat here, and then you start looking at the numbers for teams that start the season. I'm not trying to be negative, trust me. That when you start the season 0-1, you're like, you start the season 0-2, and then they start putting up the percentages of, you know, teams that start the season 0-2 make it 60-some percent of the time. Then you hit 0-3, and you're like, I don't think this team's – I think worst-case scenario, they're 2-2 to start for the first four games. And they need to worry about this week, and we can sit here and talk about the first four, first two, whatever. They don't have time to be worrying about stuff like that, but we do because we sit around and we look at history, and we see teams that struggle out of the gate, and to try to turn things around is really hard. It's Jeff's right. It's about trying to play the whole season uphill. Even if you start the season 2-4, and then, I don't know, or even if you start the season 2-2, and then drop the next four, and you're looking at 2-6, it's still a different perspective because you've got two wins under your belt than, you know, dropping first four games of the season. I don't foresee that happening for this team at all. Something horrible would have to happen for that to for that to play out. And there's always teams that start hotter than you thought they were going to, and there are also teams that start off cold and end up hot by the end of the season. And then you start questioning your preseason rituals and what you did then and who played and who didn't play and did they get enough work in and why is my team, you know, tackling so sloppy? It happens every year. It always happens because of the way they played during the preseason or they didn't get enough reps during the preseason. That's why I think it's important they come out and win and just shut up all that stuff. Stifle, right? Come out and win. You got quiet fans. You got fans that are amped.
Stifle?
Excited. Yeah, it's a great word.
It's a great word. I don't think it's ever been uttered on our show.
I've used it before. I've used it.
I don't know about that.
Make the reference, but we all know what TV show it was, and I don't want to go down the old road. Right? It's just where it is. That's why it's important they've got to come out and win. They have to win. I'm not saying it's a must-win.
Well, no, they don't have to.
I'm not saying it's a must-win.
It sure changes things.
Everything. Yeah. Yes.
Sure does. Sure does.
What else? When you go back and you think about what Greg Williams said there, Jeff, anything else hit you that said, oh, I'm going to take this with me?
I love listening to really smart guys talk about what they know. And so I really enjoyed just, you know, throwing some things at Greg and then letting him go. And listening to what he had to say. He knows defensive football. He knows the National Football League. I just enjoyed talking to him.
Help me with this. When I asked him the season goes as Deshaun Watson goes, and then the answer ended up with him talking about Jim Schwartz, I'm still trying to figure out what he said there. Because it wasn't – like, I think we all know the season goes as Deshaun Watson goes, right? We're all kind of there, right? That's not Mensa stuff.
Remember, Greg's background is D.
Right.
I asked him about the Browns wide receivers and running backs, and before he was done, he was talking about Jim Schwartz slowing down CeeDee Lamb. Right?
Well, the other part
is back to D.
Yeah.
Being on time. He said that 2 to 3 different times when it came to Deshaun Watson. He needs to be on time.
And that doesn't mean showing up for meetings.
Well, and we know that Deshaun Watson likes to run around with the ball. We know that Deshaun Watson, they've built this offense with choice routes and a spread offensive system for the idea that he can scramble and he can make things happen with his legs and he can do that stuff. What's the one flaw the guy had coming out of Houston when everybody said he was one of the 5 best quarterbacks in football? He held onto the ball too long. It took too many
sacks.
Got
sacked like crazy.
And what do defensive coaches love? Quarterbacks that hold onto the ball too long and take too many sacks.
And Greg also said, look, this is how I changed Baker Mayfield. Get rid of the ball. When we were at the National Convention at the IX Center, he literally got up from his chair, got in my face, and tried to put me in Baker Mayfield's spot, yelling at me, saying how you've got to get rid of the ball faster.
Did you throw the ball?
I did whatever he said at that point. He's bigger than I.
These are factual statements, and I would have done the same.
He was sitting right there. I was just like, Like, you know, you ask someone to kind of tell you what the story was. He let me feel the story about how he changed Baker Mayfield and made him a better quarterback. And it goes back to getting rid of the footballer, which is the same thing for Deshaun, is making sure. I just think Deshaun can make a play live longer than Baker. But I don't know the results may.
Yeah, but you may not want the play to live that long.
Yeah, live to see another day, especially if you're going to get hurt.
I get it.
I think back, when he got hurt last year, those situations where you're like, man, just throw the ball in the 15th row, and let's come back for second or third down. Or if we got a punt, we got a punt. Who cares? At least you're not hurt. And I wonder how Deshaun's going to be in those situations going up. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Browns. I do want to check in on Deshaun Watson when he steps up to the podium, so we'll do all these things when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Ah. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.